are listening to the Classic Sermons podcast from PreachTheBible.org, a ministry of North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. You will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival sermons from great preachers of the past. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
We're in Ephesians chapter 2 tonight. Let me review chapter 1 just briefly. I'll probably publish these in the bulletin next week. Chapter 1, let's go through verse 1, 2, 3, all the way. Verse 1, the plan. Verse 2, the peace. Verse 3, the place. Verse 4, the purity. Verse 5, the predestination. Verse 6, the praise. Verse 7, the proclamation. Verse 8, the prudence. Verse 9, the pleasure. Verse 10, the property. Verse number 11, the purpose. Verse 12, the praise. Verse 13, the promise. Verse number 14, the purchased. Verse number 15, the persuasion. Verse 16, the prayers. Verse 17, the proclamation. Verse 18, the perception. Verse 19, his power. Verse 20, his person. Verse number 21 is his power again, his presidency, verse 22, and permeated at verse number 23. And we'll probably put that in the bulletin perhaps next week. Tonight we find ourselves in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. You've been sitting for a little while. Let's stand together as we read chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. And we'll make our way through the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 2, beginning verse 1. Let's read together. Ready? Begin. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past
he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, the willing of the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace we are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
It's always a joy to hear you read the scripture. What you just did, you can't do that at most churches. You know, it's taken all these years, and you read so powerfully. I hope they tuned up the radio on that so they could hear you read. Let's bow for prayer. Father, I say it all the time, but I love these people. They're so easy to pastor. I thank you for their love for thee. God, help me to get with it tonight and to quickly lay on their heart what you've laid on my heart. Thank you for the changed life that takes place. Lord, I think of Raymond who preached in the jail this week. What a changed life. But his life was no more changed than mine. I was a sinner needing a Savior as well. Speak to us tonight is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Brother Whitlow, thank you for having these men. Brother Thomas went with you into the jail, got in this time. Brother Raymond preached, and I thank you for helping them in the cause of Christ. A changed life. Has your life truly been changed? I mean, has there been, I know every person here, you wouldn't be in church on a Sunday night if there wasn't a change. There's been a great change since I've been born again. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. Why? There's been a change in my life. And tonight I want to speak on that subject, a changed life. And I want you to see in the past, first of all. Look what the Bible says. You and you hath he quickened. Quickened is just mean I made alive. We were, look what he says, dead in trespasses and sin. Before salvation, we're dead. That's why this world's such a mess. This world is dead to anything that has life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the... I have come that they might have and have it more abundantly. Everything with Jesus is about life. Everything with the devil is about death. Ye of your father, the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning. The devil is about death. No wonder why we have such a mess. Our schools have promoted for 60 to 80 years now all about death. Our politicians deal with death. Mrs. Pelosi, right. Mr. Schumer, yep. They're all about, we want abortion. Well, abortion is nothing more than death. Yeah. We want euthanasia. That's just death. Everything they're for, we're against. They want transgender. That's death. They want sodomy. That's death. They want lesbian. That's death. Everything that the devil has, and that's what my condition was until 69 years ago. When God saved me, you hath he quickened. He made you alive. I'm alive to the Word of God. Are you alive to the Word of God? Does God's Word find lodging? I'm alive to the Spirit of God that dwells within me. I told our class this morning, every day this week, I wanted to have conversations about different things with people. And every day, God sealed my lips. Every single day, I tried one time, two, three times. I said, I think I'm going to tell this person. And God sealed my lips. That's the Holy Spirit of God. God didn't want me to say it, so I never said it. I probably never will say it. Why? Because that's the Holy Spirit. My aunt, who was a missionary, told me a joke years ago. Nothing nasty, nothing wrong, but it used one word that I don't use. And I'll never forget she told me that. I didn't know to laugh or not. She was my aunt that I loved dearly and a great godly woman. I just thank God for her. But you know, I've known that joke now for... I've known that joke for 65 years. I want to tell that joke. It's a funny joke. But the Spirit of God years ago said, Jack, don't ever tell that joke. And so for all these years, I'm not, what is that about? It's not nasty. It's not dirty. It's probably not appropriate. I think you'd think less of me if I said it. God's Word, God put in me life with the Holy Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God says, Jack, don't say it. So guess what? Jack's not going to say it. I have life beating in my heart. Look what he says in verse number five. And when we were dead in sins. Oh, I had so much sin. I know I was just a little guy. I had so much sin in my life. I had anger. I had pride. I'd think these bad thoughts, bad words when I was a little boy. I know it's something minor, but I stole those cookies from my mother. She told me not to touch, and then I lied about it. I was such a sinner. You know, Raymond, it did not take as much grace. I lost Raymond. It did not take any more grace to save you than it took to save me. I was headed to the same place you were headed. I was headed to hell, but I never did drugs. I never did drink. I never did this. I never did that. But I was a sinner needing a Savior. And then I met Jesus. And I tell you what, business picked up that night. He saved me. I'll never forget that night. I remember walking forward about the second or third stanza. And I remember Viva Morningstar leading me to Christ. And I remember I felt like when I walked out, I felt like a load had been lifted. A load was off my shoulder. I was so much under conviction as a little boy that God saved me. And I was on my way to hell, and I had the sentence of death, and death was creeping in my body. And yet God said, he quickened me. That's what happens with the changed life. That's the past. Look what he continues to say. And in time past, verse 2, he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. My wife and I talk about this quite often. The people that we love, they're probably not saved. I have a list, and Brother Panera knows if I pass away tonight, he's to shred that. I don't want anybody to ever see it. But people that are actually members of this church, and that list, I'm praying for their, some for years, their salvation. I don't believe they're saved. I'm not trying to get anybody to doubt your salvation. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creation. I was dead in trespasses of sin. That's my previous condition. I could sin and not be bothered by it. I could lie. I could not be bothered by it. I could cheat but not be bothered by it. Oh, but I tell you, when the Spirit of God moved in and when Jesus Christ wrote my name in the book of life, business picked up. And you hath he quickened, verse number 3, and among whom we all had our conversation, our behavior in times past. There's that word again. Verse 2, time past. In times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That's my past condition. I'm afraid I'm going to battle sin to the day I step on over. I'm going to battle sin. But if you're a person that the lust of the flesh is governing your life, you're going to have to answer. I can't. Have you been born again? Have you truly been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ? My old condition was so bad. I can recall growing up, and we'd have some evangelists come by, and we didn't have many, but we had some, or a preacher would come by and give his testimony. And I felt like I had such a lousy testimony because I was just a kid. Boy, they talked about being drunk and beating people up and getting in fights. And I remember when George Mensick came by, he was the guy that was on the running board of the cars with Al Capone. He worked for Al Capone, and he was on the running boards with his machine gun. And I can remember George Mensick preaching, he said, "I got saved." And I thought, man, I wish I had a testimony like that, gunning down people on the streets of Chicago, you know. You know, to save George Mensick, he's been with the Lord probably 60 years now. Took no more grace than to save my sorry soul. That's my past condition. But God changed my life. Look what he says in the present. But God, verse 4, let's read it together. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, he loved us. God looked down and said, I love that little boy. I love Jack Treeper, sinner, condemned, dead to righteousness. I love that little boy. God put his love on me. That's what took place in the present. I'm presently saved. My name's recorded in the book of life. I have a place called heaven awaiting for me, not because I'm a pastor, not because I love my wife, but because of Jesus, he paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had paid, he washed me white as snow. Jesus paid a debt. He did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sin away. Oh, he washed my sin away. He removed my sins as far as the east is from the west. Not the north from the south, the east from the west. So right now, I'm heading east. And I go ahead east, and I keep heading 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 east, and I get back to where I started. I'm still going east. I can never catch up with my sins. I thank God that He mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my guilty soul found liberty. I'm so thankful that God loved me. I look at my present condition, the condition that my wife and I have enjoyed together for a lifetime. We both got saved the same year. She got saved in May ahead of me. I got saved in, I believe it was about October or November. And God saved us both. And God in His wisdom, she was there. Rylan, you know, I see Rylan over there. Rylan's from Oregon, Illinois. My brother-in-law goes to camp in Oregon, Illinois. He's from Oregon. And my wife grew up in Rockford. And there she was growing up as a sinner as she got saved in May of 1956. And here was Jack out in California, and I got saved the same year. And God already knew, because God's all wisdom, God put us together. Amen. I won't go through the detail because I just did a few weeks ago, but I remember when I came to the point that sophomore year in college, I was quitting college that day. And in my Bible reading, God gave me Jeremiah 12:5. And decided to stay. It was less than 40 days later that her dad had written me. I've got the letter still to this day. It's 53 years old, probably. No, 54 years old, at least, maybe 55 years. He said, Jack, I want you to come and be our janitor and be our music director. I about missed what God had ordained in my life. I got to Rockford and began to serve the Lord. She played the piano. I led the music. And she didn't like me at all. But I didn't like her either. She was worldly. You know, all those things. I was spiritual. Well, she wasn't worldly. And we went about a year that way. I had no desire for her, and she had no desire for me. And Brother Nolan, oh my goodness, she wrote me a note, said she wanted a date. Now she said it's a joke, but I took it seriously. I'm gonna read the note in high school and college chapel in the near future. And she said, go ahead and do it. But she wrote me this real sweet, because they're writing all the kids in college. And she said, I want to date you. And so on Wednesday, I was making $25 a week working for her dad. And driving 90 miles one way. And that night I said, I need you to go to First National Bank with me. Oh, I was in my 65 Ford, kind of new. Sitting away over here, bench seat. She's sitting way over here. I'm hugging my door. She's hugging her door. You know the story. She said, okay, what did I do? I said, you didn't do anything. I just kind of wanted to be with you. About that time, I turned the car the corner. She came sliding over. I mean, now there's both of us in one seatbelt. I don't even know if that car had seatbelts. It probably didn't. I don't know if it did or not. But boy, she slid over. She gave me no breath, no room, you know. Like Barney says, well, she's supposed to do that, but nonetheless. You know, God, I think it was 9 months to the date almost. 9 months later, we got married. She asked me, I said, yes. Been saying yes ever since, Brother Kissel. You know how that is, brother. They look so sweet on the outside, don't they? But Brother David, yeah, but real life, they crack the whip. Isn't it amazing how God, Brother Van Dyke, that God put us together. It's been such a wonderful journey serving God. That's the present. That's where we are. We'll take time for we'll go for a ride every night, generally every night for 10 or 15 minutes. Generally, we always talk about the ministry. Always talk about our church. Always talk about Luke Flood. That guy has problems, Cherith. She's shaking her head, yes. And I tell you, we talk about God's people, how you love us and we love you. It's an amazing thing. That's my present. I don't know if this is true, but I think it is. I was pondering it this afternoon again to say, I want to say this, Lord, but I want to say it if it's true. I'm not by the grace of God. It's going to be His grace. I'm not going to live ever. I haven't for years lived one more day in discouragement. Whatever happens, happens. Another lawsuit comes, I'm going to deal with it. Another church member quits, I'm going to deal with it. Another staff member gets called to preach, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to be a happy camper the rest of my journey.
Amen.
I'm going to realize that that loving hand of God has His hand on my life. Yes. I'm going to realize that God is directing His will in my life.
Yes.
That's the present. That's where I'm living today. I'm going to live to get in my car and it automatically comes KNBBC and I start singing that music with them.
Yep.
I love it. I see the past condition. I see the present. But I see the future. Verse 7. Let's read it together, particularly the fourth word. Ready? Begin. That in the ages to come, in the ages to come, in Christ. We saw that phrase the first week on our study, in Christ. It's all through the book of Ephesians. I'm in Christ. And in the future, if he tarries in His coming, I'm going to step on over to that other side. I think of your brother who just passed away, honey, a lot younger than us, a godly preacher. Just passed away in December. Last year, her other brother passed away in December. And they were such good brothers. They really were. I mean, just A+. Dwayne was as a layman in the church, as good as they get. Just a good, godly. He loved that Southern gospel music, didn't he? He just loved it. And Calvin was just such a clear-cut, godly preacher. One day I'm going to step on over. He the pearly gates will open. And what a day that's going to be when my Jesus I shall see. I've talked about Him, I've preached about Him, I've witnessed for Him my entire life. And one day my journey's going to come to an end. I'm going to step on over. Or we're going to go home by way of the rapture. And God's going to take the ages to come. I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to have eternity with God.
Amen.
God's word says in verse 10, for we are His workmanship. Amen. Workmanship means there's an order. There's no ugliness. We're His workmanship. Created in Christ. There's that word again. In Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. God's created you for a purpose. Please listen, I'll be done. God's created you for a purpose. What's the purpose why He created you? I'm so grateful that my wife and I found the purpose of our living and our place, it fulfilled that purpose was right here. God's been so good to us. You can move, you can go to another church, you can do all those things, and I won't fault you. Just make sure you're in the purpose of God. Make sure you're in the will of God, because God creates you to be a workman. I'll close my Bible and give you hope. You know, that's why this is a great church. Yeah. I was praying for you this past week, and I was listing all the things our retirees do around here. 58 of you retired, but you're all serving God. Amen. Every single one of you. I was taking our widows, and there's about 34, 35 of them, and I was praying for them, and they're all serving God.
Amen.
Every one of them. Doing things around here every day or every week. I think of all the Sunday school teachers, Brother Manley, all those that have been teaching for years, and Brother John Morris. I've been thinking about all the bus workers that are bringing the B and the C in. I was praising God for those that go to Tracy to open up that church and go into East Palo Alto to open that church. And I thank God for what you've done for worldwide missions. We're hitting the budget every week this year, every week for worldwide missions. And we're doing more for missions there. Brother Raymond got home last night and he texted me a picture. He said, got home from soul winning. Look what's on my door. And there's a Bible from North Valley Baptist Church delivered, Brother Poussin. We're right on target for this first quarter, getting all the Bibles out. Amen. We're on target, had the record year for money raised for the radio station to keep it on, and all the stations, keep everything going, pay for all the music. God's been so good to us. Amen. But it's because the members are all busy raising a child, raising your family, your children for God, raising your marriage for God. You're here tonight. Let's stand together, please. Our Father, I believe I'm done tonight. I thank you for the past, the present, the future. And God, I pray that till you come again, we'd recognize we're your workmen. There's something for everybody to do. God, speak in this invitation. Please speak. Thank you for all the new babies we're adding to the church. Thank you for all the engaged couples. Miss Treber and I met with them tonight. So many, they're getting married. God, you're so good. Bless this great church.
Thank you for listening to the Classic Sermons podcast from PreachTheBible.org, a ministry of North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California. To listen to many more powerful sermons, visit our website, PreachTheBible.org. If you enjoy Christian music and programming, visit KNVBC.com for Christian music you can trust.